It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Pretty much everybody knows that when it comes to weddings, it's all about what the bride wants.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, when you're planning, the dude can be there to occasionally be like, yeah, that's cool. That's what I was thinking, too. Really, doesn't matter, though. It's kind of what she wants. And Natalie is on the phone today, and she needs to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call to her fiancé because she wants something very particular and non-traditional at her wedding, and she needs to discuss it with him. What's up, Natalie? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well,
first,
not too bad.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, when's the big day?
In a month.
Oh, my gosh.
If you make it past this Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah. That bad, huh, Natalie?
Uh-oh.
It's definitely different.
Huh. How has the wedding planning been so far with your fiancé?
It's been good. I mean, I'm just so excited because he's just the best guy, and we're so in love, and I'm amazed that this is, like, working out for me.
All right.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us why you need to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call today?
So everybody is big into the photographer on their wedding day and recording everything and, you know, videoing everything about the wedding and everything. But I feel like the wedding night is a very, very important aspect of the whole day.
You mean like the reception?
No, I mean like after that. When the wedding night, you know, the
consummation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what you're talking about.
When the party shuts down and you open up.
That is a very good way to describe
it. Yeah. Now I get it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I really would like to record that part of the day as well.
Shut up. You want to record you and your fiance doing it after you become husband and wife?
Yeah. I've talked to our photographer about it, and he's open to the idea. It's just going to be an extra $500, which I can do.
Whoa.
That's all? $500?
That's expensive!
You know, we're already paying for the whole wedding, so he's giving us a deal.
Yeah, because he's going to sell it on the backside and make some cash off of it.
I guess it's better he's not doing it for free. He's like, absolutely. I've been waiting for somebody to ask me that for years now.
I saw an article about it on Facebook, and it was so interesting because it really makes a lot of sense.
Wait, are you guys virgins and this will be the first time you're doing it?
No. But it'll be the first time we're doing it as husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be our intimacy and our chemistry is at, like, the peak of amazingness. I'm in the best shape I've ever been in, of course, because I want to look amazing. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, if it was a few months ago before you were engaged, you'd probably be like, no, I don't want anybody taking pictures of that.
Well, you know what I mean? It's just like everything is just going to be at an all-time high. And I want to be able to look back on it because, you know, our bodies are going to change. Our intimacy level is going to, you know, change. Our chemistry is going to, you know what I mean? So why not capture this?
I never thought about this.
So here's the thing, though. Like, I've been married. I had a wedding, and it was the most amazing day of my life, and we had a great night. However, you're really tired after your wedding day. So I wouldn't give it, like, your wedding night being your A-plus performance. I'm just going to break it to you, like, that piece. Like, anyone who I've ever talked to, like, that is not the best night in terms of sex that they've ever had. Because it's just, it's an exhausting day.
Yeah.
And you've been drinking a lot.
Well, you know what, though? It doesn't matter. Like, I just want it to be real. I want it to be our time. It's going to be our first time as husband and wife. And however it is, I just want it to be captured in photos.
Yeah, plus if you have a camera crew there, you might perform better.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
if you have an audience, usually you get up for the game.
That's true. That would be some motivation.
And, you know, and plus, you know, the photographer, he's a professional. He knows how to do the lighting. He knows how to do the angles.
Okay. No. You want to call your soon-to-be husband and run this idea by him?
Yeah, because I have not brought it up to him as of yet.
Oh. Have you guys ever done any sort of, like, exhibitionist style stuff or taken pictures of yourself already? Like, are you into kind of kinky stuff?
I mean, we do fun, like, role play things, but we don't do video stuff or we haven't.
How do you think he's going to react? He seemed like the type of person that would be down to have a photographer take pictures of him in his most
intimate
Yeah.
Vulnerable?
Vulnerable position. That's what I was going to say. Vulnerable.
I don't think it's going to be an easy sell at all. That's why I've come to you guys to help me. Give me some advice. How should I approach it?
Are you sure you want to do this? Because, like, the pressure of that on top of every other piece of pressure that goes into, like, doing it on your wedding night just seems like that could be not performance enhancing, I'll say.
Yeah.
You can always find reasons to not do it. I mean, it seems like the deck is stacked against it. You can find tons of reasons to not do anything, you know? Mm. But I feel like it's just would be a really important recording of our journey together.
Okay.
And is your fiance the type of dude that's like, I don't want another dude seeing my lady naked, or I don't want another dude seeing me naked? You know, one of those weirdos.
I mean, seeing as a photographer is a professional, and it's not like he's doing it for his jollies. Like, he's charging us $500 extra for this.
Yeah.
I would hope that my fiance would just see him in that light. He's in that role. He's not just some dude that's, you know.
Yeah, in the corner.
Yeah, it's a business transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not going to be a peephole.
Yeah.
It's not a peephole, obviously. I just need some advice on how to approach this.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song. And then we'll come back, see if we can give you some advice, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, all right?
Okay.